Blog Talk Radio.
Studies, maintaining a vast reservoir of information of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and keeping a pulse on his people from ancient times up to this very moment as we're studying on the Real Talk for Real People studies. I, along with Brother Cartrell of New York City, Sister Aviyah of New York City, and fellow students that attend these classes with us daily, because we know what's important. That's why we know. We know the essence of what is important, preserving our souls. And we can understand why the Most High hate that he made mankind. We can understand, based upon mankind's action, why he destroyed the world once upon a time and gave us a rainbow that the gay people have seemed to take it upon themselves to say they own the rainbow. No, they do not own the rainbow. The rainbow is for mankind to ensure the fact that they know I won't destroy the world anymore by water. But that don't necessitate the fact there won't be any fire. Truth be told. I can understand it by virtue when I look at the television set. I see the ballots on full display in Memphis, Tennessee. I see a little seven-month-year-old baby shot in the eye through her bedroom by a monster. I see women being shot at by some of our so-called brothers, and children are in the car. And most often, the children are the monster's children. And I see the ballots perpetrated in Gaza by those in Israel and the Palestinians going back and forth. Even though a truce has been enacted to be over with come tomorrow, they still at it. They still trying to kill one another. I can understand why Yah hasted and made mankind. But also, I'm grateful for those that who know what's right, who do what's right, who seeks peace instead of violence, who wants their weapons to be turned into plowshares, to plow up and to create and to nourish human beings. Yes, we know. And why do we know? Because we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we keep a pulse on his people. Why, may you ask, Young Su, are you keeping a pulse on Yah's people to find out what mistakes we made to get us in this hot mess we find ourselves in? And why did we drop the ball? We were supposed to be leaders of nations, not led by nations. We were supposed to have it going on, not going over by other nations. We were supposed to be the marching band for the Most High. And we are marched away from it. No one is beating a pathway to our doorsteps. Because we have chosen to follow other gods. We have chosen to emulate other nations. We have chosen to forsake the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And thus, as a result, and it doesn't have to be this way, we have become a monstrosity. Sad, but true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And bless those Mosai who are over inundated with this violence. Children, elders, women, and men alike. Bless them, Yah, and praise your holy name. So without further ado, I mention Cottrell. Yes, Cottrell loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. Meaning that Cottrell loves himself. Ain't nothing wrong with that. See, Cottrell don't have low self-esteem. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because if you don't love yourself, you got low self-esteem, you ain't going to be lower than nobody. And you ain't going to love on nobody. But if you got a high degree of self-esteem and a high degree of love for oneself, not narcissistic, but appreciation, even with the mistakes you made, that you're doing what's right according to what the Most High said. When you fall on your behind, you don't blame everybody else and do wrong to everybody else. You get your butt up and you keep it pushing. Keep doing what Yah said. It will work for you and not on you. Anything else will work entirely against you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Yes, Cottrell do love himself. Cottrell do have high self-esteem. And so he should. And so should you. Along with Sister Abby Yah and Nisanya. And I'm sure some of you fellow students also. Praise Yah for that and bless his holy name. So, because it's virtually impossible for you to have high self-esteem for someone else and love someone else, unless you have the very same thing for you. Love your brother and sister as yourself. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yam Sufari, Sister Abby Yah. Sister Nisanya, shalom. How y'all doing? May the Most High bless y'all.
We're doing rather well, big brother. Doing rather well.
All praise. And it's not that the Most High hates that he created man. He said it grieves him that he made man. It's kind of like a father and a son. You got a foolish son, and our son brings grief to his father.
Mm-hmm.
Most High loves his creation, but we are rebellious, and he said we're inclined to evil. That's the only thing he don't like about mankind.
Right. I bet you corrected me on that, Cartrell, because that's a different dynamic. Hating, you just wish you had never created them. But grieving means, although I love them, man, these folks have caused me so much grief. I can dig it, brother.
Yes. So we got to get it right so we don't bring grief to the Most High's heart. That's
Praise
the whole key.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, thank you, big brother. Fellow students, thank you for attending class today. Sister Abia, it's good to see you today. Thank you for attending class. Lisanya, and may the Most High words go out into the ethos. And not only did you hear these words, at some point in life, you start sharing them. Come out your mouth. It ain't going to hurt you. I'm going to do work right by you. Let's turn to chapter 14 of Yehoshua. Some of you call him Yahshua, but his correct name is Yehoshua. Chapter 15, the allocation of the land of Yehuda. And Cartrell mentioned it. That's why Caleb is mentioned again, because he is a Yehudite. Okay? And the cities of Yehuda, all these things are mentioned in this chapter. There was subscribed to that tribe. So this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Yehuda, according to their families. The border of Eden, our brother, at the wilderness of Zin, southward was the extreme southern border. And their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adar, and went around the Karka. From there it passed toward Amsmon, and went on to the brook of Mezaram, and the border end at the sea. This shall be your southern border. We were sea people too. Some of our people were at the sea people. The border on the northern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hakla and passed north to Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bahan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is beyond the ascent of Amdumim, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the water of En-Shemesh and ended at En-Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of Yusubite city, which is Jerusalem, to the southern slope of Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, northward, the giants. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephtor, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephraim, and the border went around to Baala, which is Kirjath Jearim. Then the border turned westward from Baal to Mount Seir, passed along to the side of Mount Zerim on the north, which is Chesalem, went down to Beth Shemesh, passed on to Timnah, and the border went out to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shikron, passed along to Mount Bala, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the great sea. This is the boundary of the children of Yehuda all around according to their family. I mentioned Caleb for this reason, because he was a Yehudite. Caleb occupies Hebron and Debir. After Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Yehudah according to the commandments of Yah to Yehoshua, namely Arabah, which is Hebron. Arabah was the father of Achnah. Caleb drove out the three sons of Achnah, giants from there. The three sons were Shishiah, Hahimman, Talmiah, the children of Achnah, giants. Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly, the name of Debir was Kajah Shephir. And Caleb said, he who attacks Kajah Shephir and takes it there, because evidently he couldn't take it, so he asked somebody in his tribe, he who takes Kajah Shephir and takes it to him, I will give Asha, my daughter, as wife. So Othniel, the son of Kajah, the brother of Caleb, he took it. He gave him Asha, his daughter, as a wife. Now it was so. Now daughter looking out for husband. She came to him, and she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" asking his daughter. She answered, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south with this husband. Give me also springs of water." Daughter looking out for husband, like husband looking out for daughter. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Everybody looking out for one another. Caleb looking out for a daughter, found a nice husband within his family unit. She looking out for a husband, made sure we got this land, but we need this water too. Looking both on the same team. Caleb on the team because he needed that land taken. His nephew takes the land. And also the daughter looking out, everybody looking out for one another. Daughter looking out for husband. She said, we got land, but we need these springs. In the city of Yehudah, these were the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Yehudah according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Yehudah toward the border of Edom and the south was Kaphzeel, Edom, Jargur, Kena, Dimona. Y'all heard about the Dimona, right? Dimona, Adada, Kiddish, Hosa, Itnan, Zith, Tilim, Bilo, Hosor, Adata, Kerriot, Harizon, which is Hosor, Amon, Shimon, Moloda, Haza, Gada, Heshmon, Bethele, Haza, Shu'ul, Berziba, Bezjoja, Bala, Izum, Ezim, Ethola, Chishio, Homa, Dikla, Matmano, Shashona, Leboho, Shalim, and Rimum. All the cities were 29 with their villages. In the lowland, Estor, Zora, Esna, Zonoah, In, Ganim, Turpu, Enam, Jomuth, Orelam, Zukur, Ezekah, Jarem, Editom, Gerdira, Gerdirotom, 14 cities with their villages. Zina, Hadasha, Megda, Gad, Delam, Mespha, Jokithim, Loshis, Boska, Eklam, Kobam, Lamash, Kitlist, Gedora, Berdogon, Nama, Makeda, 10 cities with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashon, Japheta, Ashna, Nizib, Kilala, Okzib, Marisha, nine cities with their villages. Ekron with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with its towns and villages. Gaza. Don't repeat that. Gaza was part of Yehuda, town and villages, as far as the brook of Mazaram, the great sea, with its coastline. Y'all see that beautiful sea? And the mountain country. We were mountainous people, too. We were all over the place. Sea people, mountain people, lowland people, every kind of people. In the mountains country, Shamir, Jathir, Shoko, Dana, Karaja, Shana, which is Debir, Aner, Estimot, Anim, Goshem, Holam, Gilah, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Dumah, Sin, Janum, Beshtapur, Afhika, Hamta, Karaja, Ara, which is Hebron, and Zeor, nine cities with their villages, Meon, Carmel, Zip, Zufta, Zufzariah, Zokadim, Samuel, Noah, Cain, Gibbah, Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Helhu, Bezur, Gidor, Marah, Ba'onor, El-Tikon, 6 cities with their villages, Ker-Jabala, which is Ker-Jazurim, Reba, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Megdim, Shekah, Nibshan, the city of salt. That's where we got our salt from, city of salt. In Gida, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jezubites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Israel could not drive them out. But the Jezubites dwelt with the children of Yehuda at Jerusalem. And now we supposed to drove these folks out. I don't know what happened, but these folks have been driven out. And they resided among us in Jerusalem to this day. We should have driven them out like we were told. Because we could have driven them out and we had relied on the Most High. Because we should have been going to the Most High when we had hard times with folks. You ain't got to run nobody away from there. As Most High said, you get them out of there, you get them out of there. And if our folks had to deal with what we supposed to have been doing all the way, all the time, we went to the Most High and said, we came kind of hard with these fellow Jezubites. Most High would have made a way. We may let them stay among us. And these folks helped put us in a hard rock and a bad place. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Big Brother Cottrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So quite a lot of territory that they had for the tribe of Judah.
They did, brother. They had quite a lot of territory.
And there's some famous places in here that we should be familiar with. You mentioned one that we take for granted in verse 22.
Right.
Dimona. My sister is in Dimona right now.
That's why I mentioned it. Dimona.
Yes. And there's another city that we should be familiar with in verse 42. It says, Libna, Ether, and Ashan. Have you heard of the Ashanti?
Yeah, the Ashantis.
The Ashanti come from the city of Ashan. And then there's Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
It says Ashdod with her towns and her villages. Gaza with her towns and her villages unto the river of Egypt. and we read it in the modern day news today, what country does Gaza border?
Palestinians.
Gaza is bordered with Egypt, right? Gaza is bordered with Egypt.
Exactly.
That's what we read in the news today. And that's what this verse 47 says.
Where
Gaza, with all towns and villages, unto the river of Egypt and the great sea and the border thereof.
They should have been aware of Goshen, too.
And Goshen is in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we stayed until we left with Moses. I also found it interesting they had a city named Cain,
mm-hmm.
verse 57.
Exactly.
And a lot went on in the Valley of Jezreel. There's so many cities that have, like, so much history behind it.
You know, Gotriel,
we should definitely know.
Gotriel, I was in error. I was in error because I was seeing that the land of what is the city of Jerusalem was in Benjamin. But by study, we're learning that the land that Yehuda was in possession of, the city of Jerusalem, was in the land of Yehuda.
Benjamin wound up conquering Jerusalem and taking that city.
Right.
So it's within the borders of Benjamin.
Right.
We're reading the initial stages of it. They weren't able to conquer Jerusalem.
Okay. All right. So
and they're just now bowling out land.
So Benjamin is the one who conquered the Jezubites.
Okay. Right. Under King David. King David gave it to the Benjamites.
So
as a tribute to like King Saul.
But it was in Yehuda's land at first, right? But they couldn't conquer them. So Benjamin conquered them. And so it would accord it to the land of Benjamin as a result of them coming. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. When the dust is settled and the final territories are dished out, Benjamin winds up with Jerusalem.
Okay. All
right. And that's just one city. Out of many cities that we just read, right?
Hey,
yes, sir.
Seems like baby brother wasn't that night, was it?
Say that again.
Like, you know, I mean, wasn't nothing to play with.
Nah, you got to give him credit for chasing out the Giants, the Anakim, the Raphaim, mm-hmm. the Zamzumim.
Right. All right.
People was afraid of them mm-hmm. until they were conquered.
Right.
By the tribe of Yehuda, Caleb, the son of Yefune. We don't give him much credit for that. But my brother Caleb wasn't a joke.
Right. All right. Are you done, big brother?
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Well, let's continue on in our last segment of study. In Marshall, y'all call it Proverbs, in chapter, let me turn to it right quick, chapter 21. May the Most High bless you, brother.
Oh, praise me. The Most High bless you as well, Aki.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, praise the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even our King, King Solomon, man of great wisdom. Marshall 21. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of Yah. He turns it wherever he will. And that's what all the leaders of every nation, their heart is in the hand of the Most High. He turns it whatever way he wants. It's like he did Pharaoh when he hardened Pharaoh's heart, which is how he got his glory, right?
Exactly.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Everybody thinks they're right. That's why we have so many debates. But Yah weighs the heart. So Yah is checking you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Yah than sacrifice. That's what he requires of us. We would take away that grief that he has if we did righteousness and justice. That's all he wants from us. Haughty eyes and a proud heart. The lamp of the wicked are sin. Haughty eyes and a proud heart. A lot of people walking around with that.
Mm-hmm.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. But everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. You got to have a plan.
Exactly.
Your plan got to be diligent. And you got to do your research. And you got to study. You got to learn. You got to get counseling. And set your plan in motion. You know what that leads to? It leads to abundance. But if you throw stuff together hastily without a plan, you're just going to do it. You're only going to fail. The getting of treasure by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. That speaks for itself. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just. Sounds like the Israeli state government.
Mm-hmm.
The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright. It is better to live in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. You
mm-hmm.
definitely don't want to be quarreling at your wife all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It stress you out.
True. True that, brother.
The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. It's crazy. Living next to somebody, your neighbor, and they're giving you hardship all the time. Always got a problem. Always
right.
got contention.
Right.
That seems to be our neighborhood.
Right.
When a scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise. And a wise man, when a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. All that leads to us becoming better people. You
exactly.
have to punish scoffers. Scoffers have to be punished. It ain't got to be a physical punishment. It just has to be proof as to what they're scoffing at. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked. He throws the wicked down to ruin. You ain't got to worry about the wicked. They're going to fall sooner or later. Whoever closes ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered. Oh, you don't want that to happen, right?
No, brother. Better to give than to receive.
When you, like, ignore people who are trying to get help, and you could help them and you don't help them, one day it's going to happen to you.
What goes around comes around.
Exactly.
What goes around comes around.
A gift in secret averts anger, and a concealed bribe, strong wrath. I guess that's what Clarence Thomas is dealing with right now. But
I
ain't concealed no more. When justice is done, it is joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. And we ain't seen that yet. Joy
mm-hmm.
for the righteous. We ain't seen that yet. Nor have we seen terror to the evildoers. But it's coming. One who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead. Oh, my goodness.
In
a lot of people are headed that way.
In Sheol. Yep.
A lot of people ain't got good sense these days, man. I don't know if it's a COVID shot or what, man.
I don't know what's wrong with it, bro.
But it says they will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous and the traitor for the upright. It is better to live in the desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I know King Solomon was an expert at that. Yeah, well, how many wives?
What, 300?
Now, yeah, like 700. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
700 wives.
And 300 concubines?
And how many do you think was quarreling with him?
Most of them. Most of them.
That's why he said it's probably better to live in a desert land. Who wants to live in a desert land?
Well, he says better. He ought to know.
Yeah, man. If anybody. Mm-hmm. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. Got to learn how to save precious things.
Right.
Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness and honor. Ain't that what we want to find? Righteousness and honor and
truth
life.
Be told. Truth
but
be
you
told.
Gotta be kind. Can you be kind while you're trying to be righteous too?
Exactly.
Kindness seems to be a missing element in people. People aren't kind anymore.
No.
Kindness. But we expect Yah to be kind to us. We want Yah's
exactly.
loving kindness and tender mercies and forgiveness. But we can't be kind to each other. Mm.
What a shame.
A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. All he needs is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom gives you power, might, and strength to conquer all, to defeat anything. Mind over
mm-hmm.
matter. That's what they say. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Yeah, you got to watch what you say.
Exactly.
Scoffers is the name of the arrogant. Haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the slugger kills him, but his hand refuses to labor. Yeah, he wants everything, but he ain't working for nothing. How that
mm-hmm.
works? Got to get up and work, you know, to get what you want. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. What do righteous people do?
Give.
And they don't even have to think about it.
Mm-mm.
It's just automatic. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with an evil intent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People got all kind of games and schemes and plots. Smile on your face, but you don't know what's really in your heart.
Exactly.
False witness will perish. People that lie on other people. But the word of a man who hears will endure. Have to learn how to listen and attain wisdom. A wicked man puts on a bold face, but the upright gives thought to his ways. So you got to think about what you do. Before you act, think about what you're doing. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against Yah. Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no conspiracy. There's no plot. There's no plan. There's no war against Yah. You ain't going to win. You his creation. Stop it. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to Yah. And we've seen that when Israelites faced the Canaanites, they had chariots and horses and all kind of military weapons. But Yah gave them the battle because that's what he wanted. All praises. We have
all
to let Yah fight our battles for us because the victory belongs to Yah.
Praise
not man. God. We're not going to get the glory. That's why Joshua, he didn't really get the glory of becoming a king. Even though he defeated 31 kings, he gave
right.
credit to where credit was due. And the credit was due to the Most High. So we need to learn how to do that because we're in a battle each and every day. Let Yah fight our battles for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Each and every day, as my brother indicated, we're in a battle every day. And guard your tongue. Loose lips sinks ships. Guard your tongue. You're responsible for your tongue. No one else is. Your tongue is to belittle, defeat, harm, tear down. You're on the wrong path. Your tongue should be used to lift up, to motivate, to push in the right direction, not the opposite. We each all are responsible for our tongues because they can come back to haunt you. In the case of our ancient one, in regards to his father-in-law, how when the father-in-law caught up with him, Yaqub, he took issue with his father making the allegation that he or anyone in his household has stolen personal items from him. And he put the words out in the ethos, unbeknownst to him, that his wife has stolen her father's items. And although he didn't find them at the time, because she was sitting on the animal pack because she was pregnant, he wasn't about to bother his daughter to move. But the words of Yaqub came back to hunt him. And the words to this effect was, if anybody stole anything from my house out of you, they going to die, so to speak. And she did. So you got to be careful of the words that come out of your mouth. You can put some stuff on folks just by virtually saying them. Guard your tongue, as y'all say. Don't say what you want to say, when you want to say it, and how you want to say it. That does not suffice. Cartrell, what you got to say about that, big bro?
Parting words. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to Yah, our Creator, our Rock, our Redeemer. May he make peace for us as he makes peace in his high places for us and for all his people forever and ever. Give thanks to you, O Yah, for the opportunity to bring forth your word. All praise, shalom, and good night.
What Cartrell is basically saying, if you don't think Yah would approve of what you're saying, don't say it. Praise Yah. If you wouldn't say it in front of Yah, don't say it. Bottom line, praise Yah and bless his holy name. May the Most High be with you, each of you. May you meditate on the words of Yah. May you guard your tongues. And may you be in line with what Yah says. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, big brother. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, wife Nisanya. Thank you, fellow students. Most importantly, thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Thank you, Yah. We love you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
Conquering lion, come with temples of peace. Gavidon, tell me something.